Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, three people have been hospitalised following a crash between Letterkenny and Lifford this morning. Letterkenny Municipal District has been told a toddler had a narrow escape recently at Wood Park and Lismonahan. Jim Gavin has been selected as Fianna Fáil's presidential election candidate, and one of the largest decreases in people on the live register in the country has been recorded in Donegal. These stories in full plus more to follow. Oisín Kelly will have all the latest sports news at around 10:15. But first, three people have been hospitalised following a crash between Letterkenny and Lifford this morning. The collision involving two trucks occurred at around 11 o'clock between the Ballyhooly and Ballinalecky Junction in the Rafo area. Gardaí have described the injury sustained as non-life-threatening. The road, which was closed for a time, has since reopened. Letterkenny Municipal District has been told a toddler had a narrow escape recently at Wood Park in Lismonahan. Councillor Jerry McMonagall told a meeting that the 2.5-year-old would have been hit by a speeding car, and it was only the fact that the child's father grabbed him and pulled him back that prevented him from being hit. He told members that the estate is on a long road on which people drive too fast and ramps are needed. Officials told him the estate is in private ownership and the roads are not the responsibility of the council. However, Councillor McMonagall says when children's lives are at stake, a way must be found.
We have a deficiency in traffic calming measures in Letterkenny, and it comes to the fore every now and then. A number of weeks ago, we had a young lad of two and a half years of age, got almost knocked down and killed outside his own home in a Wood Park area of Letterkenny. This is something we have to try and prevent. We have to do all we can to protect, particularly children in housing estates where they're out playing. And look, we're asking today there to put in ramps to ensure that motorists drive a lot slower than what they are doing at the minute. And unfortunately, once again, we're told we haven't got the resources and funding isn't available.
You made the point that, look, this is children's lives we're speaking about, and we've got to overcome technicalities, we've got to overcome bureaucracy, we've got to overcome technical rules.
Of course we do. Look, once a child is seriously injured or, God forbid, killed, they can't come back again. We can put ramps down. We can, the risk run into a few thousand euros of debt to ensure that children are safe in the estates that they live in, then that's what we should be doing. Look, I've asked now that we have a workshop, that we look at the funding that is available to us, and that we set a portion of that fund aside every year to put ramps in places where they're much needed.
Jim Gavin has been selected as Fianna Fáil's presidential election candidate. The former Dublin football manager beat MEP Billy Kelleher on a margin of 41 votes to 29. Sean Defoe reports.
First of all, I want to say how delighted and honoured I am to receive the Fianna Fáil nomination to be their presidential candidate.
Flanked by Fianna Fáil TDs and senators, Jim Gavin gave his first comments to the media since entering the race outside of Leinster House. He described himself as a centrist and a constitutional Republican while saying he voted with the majority on the marriage equality and abortion referendums. Billy Kelleher ran him closer than expected but has fully backed Gavin as the candidate.
I fully support and endorse Jim Gavin. I will canvass every day I can to ensure that he is elected.
That tight race has sent some speculating about Micheál Martin's leadership, something the Taoiseach had a clear answer to.
There was a referendum on Micheál Martin's leadership. It was less than a year ago. It was called the general election, and I think the people gave their answer.
Gavin may well be the final candidate to officially have enough support to run for president, joining Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys on the ballot. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has not ruled himself out as Sinn Féin's presidential candidate. His name has been mentioned as a possible nominee, along with the North's First Minister Michelle O'Neill. Party leader Mary Lou MacDonald said yesterday that she will not be the party's candidate. Deputy Piers Doherty says the party has yet to decide if they will run a candidate.
You know, it's an honour to have your name linked with running for the presidency. And, you know, I'm very humbled that it has been mentioned. To me, it's very clear the first step in this year is looking at the strategy that Sinn Féin needs to embark on. And that's the question now that we're answering or partly answering today and over the next number of days, which is, first of all, should we stand our own candidate or should we support another? And if we decide to support our own candidate, then names will start to come into consideration. But we're not at that point yet, because that the first decision has to be taken. We're very clear in terms of the party that we need not just to ensure that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are kept out of the Áras, but also that we actually get them out of government, because that's how we deliver the maximum change. So the question, as I said 2 weeks ago, for us is how do we actually ensure that those elected reps, how do we best utilise them over the next period when we're dealing with major issues? One is the ability to get this government out of office, and the second is to have a president there that recognises the potential of a united Ireland, and particularly that type of change that can take place during that presidency's terms.
Meanwhile, presidential candidate Catherine Connolly is due to visit Donegal this week. The independent TD is travelling to the county on Thursday and Friday. Ms Connolly's trip will include visits to Aranmore Island, Gweedore, Milford, Buncrana, Malinhead, Letterkenny, Ballybuffet, the Glanties Harvest Fair, Ardrah and Donegal Town. She says she is looking forward to meeting and engaging with local communities and acknowledges that Donegal is a county that acutely faces the same challenges as the rest of the country, such as the housing crisis, inadequate healthcare services and a chronic lack of infrastructure. One of the largest decreases in people on the live register in the country has been recorded in Donegal. 7,721 people were signing on in the county during August, down 8% when compared to the same period the previous year. Nationally, the seasonally adjusted live register fell by 0.3% to 168,600 people last month. Gardaí are investigating an incident last week during which a van was attacked and damaged while the driver was sitting inside. It happened in St Johnson on Wednesday. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Grainne Doherty made this appeal for information.
This incident happened on the Derry Road in St Johnson on Wednesday the 3rd of September in and around 4:50pm. So a man was at that location in his van, and a black Audi A4 pulled in behind him. Two male occupants off the Audi got out. They approached his van and one of them proceeded to strike the driver's side mirror of his van, causing it to smash. So we're appealing to anybody who might have travelled in that area with a dash cam between 4:30pm and 5pm to make that footage available to us. Again, if anybody witnessed the incident, we'd like to speak to them, and they can contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100.
A woman has been arrested and a quantity of drugs seized in Derry. The drugs were seized after officers were making inquiries in relation to an outstanding bench warrant. A follow-up search in the Waterside area of the city resulted in a further seizure of drugs. The woman, arrested on suspicion of a number of drug-related offences, remains in custody at this time, and police say inquiries are ongoing. Two people have been hospitalised after getting into difficulty while fishing off Tullinstrand, Bundoran yesterday evening. Bundoran Ornalai were tasked in challenging conditions to rescue the pair, arriving on scene within 8 minutes of being alerted. Michaela Clark has more.
At 8:03pm yesterday, Bundoran Ornalai were paged following reports of two people in difficulty in the water at Tullinstrand, Bundoran. They were fishing from rocks near the ferry bridges when one was swept into the sea by a wave, while the other entered the water to rescue their companion. The lifeboat arrived on scene at 8:11pm and alongside the National Ambulance Service and Garda Síochána and the Coast Guard Helicopter Rescue 118, the casualties were successfully recovered and transferred to Sligo University Hospital for further treatment. Conditions for the Ornalai crew have been described as challenging, with a force 4 southerly wind and a 3 metre swell.
Simon Harris says he's asked himself whether politics is worth the level of abuse aimed at his family. Over the past 10 days, there's been a bomb hoax at his home, as well as kidnapping threats against his children and sexual violence threats made towards a close family member. The Taoiseach says social media companies need to step up in their handling of harmful content. While he says he loves politics, he's also questioned whether it's worth it.
That thought, I'd be lying if I didn't say that thought, of course, went through my mind. But look, as I said yesterday, I've dug deep. If somebody threatened to kidnap your child, violently attack a very close relative and bomb your home, I'm not sure too many people would be at work. I've turned up. I'm trying to get on with the job.
The European Parliament has been told that the defective concrete block crisis is a clear and present danger to thousands of men, women and children living in Donegal. Midlands North West MEP Ciarán Mullooly says the issue is not just about bricks and faulty regulations. He warned that the European Commission must act to save lives. Speaking in Strasbourg, Mr Mullooly says those in power will be held to account unless action is taken.
The scandal of defective concrete blocks in Ireland is not just about bricks and mortar and faulty EU regulation by the Irish government. It's a clear and present danger to thousands of men, women and children living in County Donegal and in more than 20 other counties around Ireland. I witnessed the catastrophe unfolding myself before my own eyes when I visited these homes. Couples sleeping on couches in the only room of the house not destroyed by dampness and mould. Houses that are falling apart with cracked walls, unstable roofs and families living in fear. Denise Grant and her family are trying to rebuild their family home in the depth of this trauma, the unrelenting crisis for them, and with continuous and never-ending stress, they told me about it. The Commission has launched an infringement procedure against Ireland and we patiently await its outcome. Commissioner Sojourner, get this sorted out. Get on with us, our lives will be lost, and I will hold you and the Irish government responsible if that happens.
A founding member of the Donegal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says it's deeply concerning that the ISPCA has closed its facility in Ballyare ahead of a takeover by the Dublin SPCA. Kathleen Murray says the building was actually developed by the Donegal Group and then handed over to the ISPCA on the understanding that it would be kept for animals in need in the county. She believes the building should be handed back to the Donegal Group, but there is no legal basis for that to happen, and her fear is its future will be based on business imperatives rather than the welfare of animals. On today's 9 till noon show, she urged people to show their support later this week.
There's lots of meetings and lots of agreements that, you know, animals in Donegal will be prioritised. I tried to get some safety things put in place at the time in case the ISPCA ever went bust or whatever. It was just deemed not necessary at the time because nobody wanted to foresee that that would ever happen. But it's happened, and now they're merging with the DSPCA and handing over assets, which includes the centre. They're still in talks about what the future of it is. I've had emails with the ISPCA and the future is still being discussed. They haven't decided on anything yet. And what's happening is the DSPCA will now also be involved. And who knows, they might decide to reopen it under the new national SPCA. But if it's not viable for them either, then it's up in the air. They could decide to sell it. I think the people of this county need to show support for the centre and for the animals because it's absolutely needed in this county and it's going to be a huge loss to the animals and to the people of the county. So I would encourage people, if they want to show their solidarity, want to show their support, that they show up maybe outside the centre on Thursday afternoon about 2:30, just to show that they are interested in what's going on and they do want clarification and they do want to know that the centre is going to stay in the county for the animals.
The time is 12 minutes past 5. We will be back after this short break.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leading supplier for GAA clubs at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 16 minutes past 5. Oisín's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with international football. The Republic of Ireland continue their World Cup qualifying campaign against Armenia this evening. They are back in Yerevan, where they lost a Nations League meeting against the same opponents back in 2022. The game kicked off at 5 o'clock and they're approaching the 15th minute in the tie. Nothing there to report. It's currently scoreless between Ireland and Armenia. Jack Taylor and Chidozie Ogbeni come under the side and two changes from Saturday's draw with Hungary. Matt Doherty drops to the bench while Sammy Simotic was ruled out ahead of tonight's fixture. Elsewhere in Group K, England take on Serbia. Ahead of that tie, England captain Harry Kane has called on the team to up the energy and aggression. They have a 100% record after four matches, but they have been criticised for playing a dull brand of football. Kane says they'd love to get the fans off their seats in Belgrade this evening.
We're going to go aggressive. We're going to try and be on the front foot. As always, it's not the easiest thing to do, especially away from home with the atmosphere, with the crowd. But yeah, hopefully we can come out with that energy and really take the game from minute one.
Also this evening, Wales play Canada in an international friendly. That game is taking place in Swansea. The Republic of Ireland under-21s will look to maintain their 100% start to qualifying for the European Championship tonight. Jim Crawford's side beat Moldova last week, and this evening they entertain Andorra at the Tallaght Stadium. That one kicks off at 7:30. Ange Postecoglou is set to become the new manager of Nottingham Forest. He replaced Nuno Espirito Santo, who was sacked last night after 21 months in charge at the City Ground. Postecoglou has been out of work since leaving Tottenham in the summer, where he was dismissed 16 days after leading Spurs to Europa League glory. Nuno is expected, is understood rather, to have fallen out with the Forest club owner over the future direction of the club. Alexander Isak says not everyone has the full picture over his controversial summer move from Newcastle to Liverpool. The Sweden international completed a deadline day British record transfer of £125 million after a summer where he downed tools and refused to play. He says he's happy with the switch to Merseyside and that details on the saga are for another day. On the Gaelic Games front, Mark McHugh is set to be ratified as the new Westmeath football manager this evening. The Kilcar native spent last season coaching with the Lake County under Dermot McCabe. With McCabe leaving to take charge of Cavan, McHugh has emerged as the lead candidate to become his successor. In boxing, Lisa O'Rourke fights for a medal today at the World Championships in Liverpool. The Roscommon fighter goes up against Australia's Laetitia Pergoletti in the quarter-final bout, which takes place later. Already today, Patsy Joyce has booked his place in the quarter-finals of the 55kg division. He got past Bulgaria's Xavi Ibanez-Diaz, with the Paris bronze medalist forced to retire in the second round of their last 16 bout. And just back to Gaelic Games, one fixture tonight in the Donegal Junior A Football Championship in Group B. It's Niamh Colmkill against Niamh Alton. That's a round four game. It starts at 8 o'clock and the game's taking place down in Newton Cunningham. That's your sport, Katie. We'll have more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisín. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council has said he doesn't believe he will see rail restored to Donegal in his lifetime, but believes it will happen in the future. Councillor Paul Canning was speaking after Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council met with Northern Ireland's Infrastructure Minister Liz Kimmins in relation to rail connectivity. The meeting, under the auspices of the North West Regional Development Group, welcomed Minister Kimmins' decision to ring-fence £1 million for progressing the All-Ireland Rail Review proposals in the coming year. The group also made the case for a review of rail links along the Atlantic Economic Corridor from Derry to Cork via Letterkenny, Sligo, Galway and Limerick. Councillor Paul Canning says planning is at a very early stage.
We have assessment that we didn't probably ever have to do before. So we have habitats directives and appropriate assessment to be done right along the Foyle and any other place that we will be thinking about it, including along the Swale. So we are at a very early stage in the Donegal side. We are progressing a lot of the railway line back in Northern Ireland, but we're part of that collaboration for the bigger picture and getting us a direct link to Dublin and to Belfast, and that's sort of where we're thinking. But we also have to be cognizant of the fact that we have an A5 to build as well, and we're going to try and do sort of hand in hand.
Are you more confident now than you might have been, say, 5 or 6 years ago, that there will be progress on rail?
Yeah, it is more likely. I would say the railway line could be a bigger player in years to come. Unfortunately, it'll probably not be in our lifetime, but it will happen, and we have to get ready for our next generation, and that's where we're at this stage.
Gardaí and Donegal are warning that the days of being able to leave house or vehicle doors unlocked has well and truly gone, as after a blue Toyota Hilux with a trailer attached and a calf on board was stolen from farmland in the area of Grousehall Pedigo on Saturday last between 1:45 and 2 o'clock. The trailer and calf were later found abandoned a short distance across the border, and the stolen Jeep recovered the following day in Northern Ireland. Garda Grainne Doherty says people need to be vigilant at all times.
We say it often on the show here, we're not in the business of finger pointing at victims or blaming anybody, you know, proportioning any blame on them. But, you know, we feel it's important just to make people aware that these types of incidents are taking place. You know, the days of being able to leave your house door unlocked or your car or your Jeep or your truck, whatever it is, unlocked, those days are well and truly gone. Please ensure that your vehicle is locked when unattended, regardless of whether you have it parked at your back door, on your farm, in a field or in a car park in a public area. Lock it. Make sure it's locked when unattended. Never leave your keys in your vehicle. Don't make life easy for these opportunist thieves, and always report suspicious activity to Gardaí immediately. And just if anybody does wish to discuss farm or any type of security measures around their home or around their business, they can contact Sergeant Fergus McGrory, our Divisional Crime Prevention Officer, and he'll be happy to assist.
And now for the weather, mostly cloudy this evening with a mixture of scattered showers and some bright spells. It will be breezy with moderate to fresh and occasionally gusty southeasterly winds, gradually easing later. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and the odd patch of rain. However, further cloud and more persistent rain will push into western parts later in the night. Low temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, three people have been hospitalised following a crash between Letterkenny and Lifford this morning. The collision involving two trucks occurred at around 11 a.m. between the Ballyhooly and Ballinalecky Junction in the Rafo area. Gardaí have described the injury sustained as non-life-threatening. Jim Gavin has been selected as Fianna Fáil's presidential election candidate. The former Dublin football manager beat MEP Billy Kelleher on a margin of 41 votes to 29. One of the largest decreases in people on the live register in the country has been recorded in Donegal. 7,721 people were signing on in the county during August, down 8% when compared to the same period the previous year. And Letterkenny Municipal District has been told a toddler had a narrow escape recently at Wood Park in Lismonahan. Councillor Jerry McMonagle told a meeting that the 2.5-year-old would have been hit by a speeding car, and it was only the fact that the child's father grabbed him and pulled him back that prevented him from being hit. He told members the estate is on a long road on which people drive too fast and ramps are needed. That's all from the newsroom for now. We will be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, September 9th. The death has taken place of Jimmy Diver, White House, Glentaher. His remains will be reposing at his home from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, where all are welcome to pay their respects. Removal from there on Friday morning at 20 past 10 to the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonna, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the Carndonna Parish webcam. Family time plays from 10 p.m. till 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Kidney Foundation, care of any family member, or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Mary Porter, 14 Warrenview Manor Muff, and formerly of South Circular Road, Dublin, and 269 Skeg Cottages, Bridgend. Mary's remains will be reposing at her brother Bobby's home, 269 Skeg Cottages, Bridgend, from 6 o'clock this evening, where you're all welcome to pay your respects. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St. Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Warrenview Manor Tenants Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Sean Murphy, funeral director. The death has taken place of Patsy Foley, 2 Bells Court, Claddy, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving there on Thursday morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Donnyloop, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in St. Mary Cemetery, Castlefin. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Donnyloop Chapel YouTube channel. The death has occurred of Jim Green, Cairnmore Road, Dunlow. Jim is being waked at his own home today with rosary at 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. with rosary at 8 p.m. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahery Graveyard. The death has occurred of Owen Byrne, Portnew Road, Ardra. Remains reposing at McCabe's funeral home from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock today. There will be a private removal from there for family at 10 o'clock tonight. Wake will take place at Owen's residence on Portnew Road tomorrow and Thursday from 12 noon until 10 o'clock. Funeral Mass from there at 11:40 on Friday morning, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for funeral Mass at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Anthony Diver, 79 Spring Hill Park, Strabane, reposing at his parents' home, 6 Lansdowne Park, Strabane. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. tonight and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has occurred of Mark Fields, late of Drumbow Lower and the Grove, Stranorler, County Donegal. Reposing at McGowan's funeral home, Drumbow Avenue, Stranorler, today and tomorrow from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. A celebration of Mark's life will take place at McGowan's funeral home, Drumbow Avenue, at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, followed by a private cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium Cabin. Family Flowers only please donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Martin McGowan, Funeral Director, or any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.